the Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Wake up, catch the five, John, Ryan, and Dalton. They drive every morning, they're on the air, spreading good vibes everywhere. With every laugh and every beat, the Wake Up Crew makes your morning sweet.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Happy Tuesday out there, everyone. It's August 26th, episode 1729. I'm John Dinkins, Brian Barrett with me, along with Dalton Barrett, trying to make your morning as happy as we possibly can.
And of course, in the year 1729, Baltimore, Maryland was founded, as well as the province of Carolina was divided permanently into North and South Carolina. Benjamin Franklin began his publishing that year.
Are there going to be any... That sounds a lot like today in history, doesn't it?
Well, but it's not today. It's, you know, we're on episode 1729 of the Wake Up Crew.
Oh,
so this
I
is
see.
What happened in that year.
What are you going to do when we get to, you know, 2028 episodes and nothing's
probably
happened?
Yeah, probably quit doing that at that point.
Well, can't get there
we
fast
make
enough.
It.
That's a long way away. Blackman is going to host Kane Ridge tonight. John, Brian, and Rod will be there for that one.
Thursday,
yeah, tonight. Yeah. Today's
Tuesday.
Oh, sorry. And then Siegel at Lebanon is Friday, and Brian, Bill, and Rod will be there at that one. That's a road trip. I'm kind of like Joe Simpson of the Braves. I don't make road trips much anymore. And MTSU versus Austin Peay Saturday, 4:30 is airtime for that one. Of course, they'll have a big pregame show, won't they?
At 4:30.
I heard they're going to have like water rides. I mean, water stuff and at the game. Is that true?
Is this fan day?
Fan day.
They're going to have stuff. Not only do you get inflatables, you get water inflatables.
Mm.
That's pretty dangerous. Pretty neat. Pretty neat. I listen to Chip Walters.
And then on the their pregame show, that's where they'll have that one guy who comes in and gives you some sort of recipe for your tailgate. I love that's my favorite segment of the pregame show. What is it? The deck chef?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Kent Whitaker.
Yeah. Kent the deck chef Whitaker.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I do like that. And we have kids going to school this morning, so be careful driving out there today, and people going back to work. Is college back in? I guess it is. Yep. Football started.
Yep.
And it's Taco Tuesday, of course.
If you pay me like $200 a month, I'll do a little tailgate recipe for prep sports.
No thanks.
Oh, darn. Darn.
Let's see. We had a big hot dog at Oakland.
Mm.
This week at Blackman, I'll probably go hamburger.
Blackman, from what I remember, has a pretty good burger.
Yeah, yeah. And then Siegel at Lebanon, I don't know what you'll get there. I don't know exactly. Is that the one? No, that's Coffee County, where they're a little higher. A little higher price.
Not a little higher.
They're like...
It's like $15 for a hamburger.
It was like $8 for a hot dog.
Whew.
Really, wasn't it?
It was.
Well, I'm not stretching it. It really was.
Do the concession stands, are they as good on Thursday as they are on Friday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think maybe even better.
Okay.
Yeah, really. Not as many people.
It's one of the ways they make money.
Yeah.
For the program.
And, by the way, speaking of that, we have our song of the day. It has something to do with a hamburger, maybe. No, it doesn't. It's comeback songs for artists. Now, Meatloaf had a song called Out of Three Ain't Bad.
There's hamburger meat in Meatloaf.
That's true, yeah. That's
tied it in.
I told you. 1978 for Two Out of Three Ain't Bad. But then he came back in 1993 now with I Do Anything for Love.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
That is a 15-year gap between hits.
15, that's pretty long.
You know, I didn't know of Meatloaf until he was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Really?
Yeah.
He was in Rocky Horror Picture Show, the movie, where he, I think, got his first big break. So, that's an interesting movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, anyway.
He's an interesting cat. He was on the year when Gary Busey was on, and I watched every episode.
Oh, gosh, that had to be crazy.
Because it was nuts.
Fellas, it's Taco Tuesday. I'm going to bring up shortly, briefly, Cracker Barrel has a new logo. It's received a lot of criticism because it got rid of the old guy and the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about all the, you know, woke stuff about all of that. And
I like it.
I do like the new logo, I have to admit. I just think it's simpler and, you know.
It looks more like an old country store logo, actually.
I think it's more about, not as much about the logo as it is about them rebranding the stores and painting and taking down all the old stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn about that. I kind of like the old look, I mean, about that, but... They're coming back with Uncle Herschel's favorite. They may be getting rid of him off the sign, but Uncle Herschel's breakfast is coming back.
Ah.
Yeah, 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 53. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 81. And then Wednesday night, it becomes mostly cloudy and lows fall back to 55. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 58.
Support First Shot at Autumn at the Alley. It will be held at Saddlewoods Farm on Franklin Road in Murfreesboro on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 until 9 p.m. It supports First Shot STEM Academy and Academic All-Stars initiatives. The night is a fantastic event with unique tastings from various spirit brands and great wines and food from the Alley on Main. Top the night off with a fabulous silent auction. Go to firstshottn.org for more information and see you at Autumn at the Alley September 25th.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Shop and save.
Well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Yankees won the Sunday night ball game against Boston 7-2. The Yanks had lost 8 straight to the rival Red Sox head-to-head. San Francisco got 2 runs in the top of the 9th and beat Milwaukee and closer Trevor McGill 4-3. The Cubs were 4-3 winners at the Angels. The Dodgers and Padres are back into a tie for first in the NL West after LA won 8-2 at San Diego, ending the Padres' 5-game winning streak. Seattle 11-4 over the A's. Cal Raleigh of the Mariners with 2 homers. He has 49, most ever for a catcher in one season. Tommy Fleetwood won the PGA's Tour Championship. He earns the first-place check of $10 million. The Minnesota Vikings signed veteran quarterback Carson Wentz. Minnesota traded quarterback Sam Howell to Philadelphia. The Browns released quarterback Tyler Huntley. In the WNBA, Minnesota won again, 97-84 over Indiana. Minnesota is 30-7.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton. Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. And we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE partners with schools and families to support learning and inspire young minds, proudly serving our community since 1936. We're back. Going to be a great week weather-wise, man. I'm telling you. It's In fact,
what did you call it? False fall?
Yes.
Yeah, take any hope we've got and just get rid of it.
But at least, well, I don't know what the temperature is going to be Friday, but anyway, you enjoy these 3-4 days. They're going to be beautiful. And in fact, I'm planning a road trip for golf on Wednesday after the show. Going to go down to Tim's Ford around 10 o'clock and play a round of golf.
I will tell you that the extended forecast does keep us in the low 80s.
Yeah.
For now, this is, and these things are never right, but it goes out to like September 5th.
Mm.
Okay. And when I say never right, I mean, you don't know trends. If there's a tropical system that comes through,
right,
it could change things, all that. But Labor Day weekend, for instance, 82 Saturday, 78 Sunday, 81 Monday, Labor Day.
Ooh.
Mm.
That'll get us through another football game.
Mm-hmm. Another weekend there.
I'm excited.
So we'll see.
Our good neighbor of the day today is Jennifer Tagg. She's a good neighbor for having such a sweet spirit about her that changes the mood in a room instantly. Jennifer Tagg's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
If you want to send in a good neighbor of the day, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 and it'll take you to a web form. You just fill out all the information there. When you get to the end, you click submit, and it's on the way. Then we'll have it on the Wake Up Crew powered by America's Thrift Stores. Also, a reminder, birthdays and anniversaries will take a news this morning, too. 615-893-1450, the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Well, today's a holiday for all the dog people out there because it is National Dog Day. Take your puppy to get the treat,
okay,
or something.
Okay, so that's what you do.
Yeah. I don't know that there's never a thing to do, but...
Oh, there'll be a lot of pictures on the internet.
Oh, it'll be all over Facebook.
Do you do that much? You don't do that much, do you?
No, I'm...
You're not on Facebook.
I'm not.
Yeah, he'll send out pictures of his dogs.
All three of them.
Yeah.
Maybe a little honorary memorial post for Maggie.
No, he won't.
Nah, he's already forgotten about her.
He's too busy trying to... keep Skeeter under control, for
that's
sure.
True.
That's right. National Dog Day. Well, that's going to be... we've got a very special birthday coming up this morning, but I want to acknowledge him right now.
Really?
Yep, Dick Palmer has a birthday today.
Nice.
What do they nickname him? The old captain? The old...
The old pro.
The old pro, yeah. The old pro.
The old captain. I'm just seeing him in a little captain's hat.
It's okay. I'm being honoring him. I'm not trying to make fun of him. Yeah.
Oh, I was trying to make fun of him. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. 624 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Officers converge on a Middle Tennessee interstate as part of a manhunt. The Tennessee Highway Patrol, along with Robertson County authorities, were involved in a manhunt late Monday. This after a multi-vehicle crash along Interstate 24 westbound near mile marker 23. The crash reportedly involved one of two wanted individuals from a July murder case out of Nashville. After a search, both suspects were eventually taken into custody in separate locations. The FBI is on high alert after a wave of false shooting calls involving college campuses. You may recall when police swarmed UT Chattanooga just last week, and since that time, Villanova, the University of South Carolina, Iowa State, and the University of Arkansas have all had similar calls, resulting in no known emergencies. A weekend hoax call even shut down some operations at the Chattanooga airport. The FBI is investigating the origin of the calls. More news in 30 seconds.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We are enjoying keeping you updated on fair season across the state. This week, the fun heads to Gibson County in West Tennessee, where the oldest continuously running fair in the South is back for its 170th year. This week brings livestock shows, exhibits, and carnival fun. Photography, canning, quilting, and horticulture exhibits were all entered over the weekend. The rodeo takes place this Thursday, a tractor pull will be Friday, and the demolition derby held Saturday. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the Wake Up Crew. We've got Good Neighbor events on the way, another check of the weather, and our first look at traffic coming up as well. Plus, the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf right around news time at 7 o'clock this morning. John, Brian, and Dalton with you, trying to get through the day. And if you need to tune into your favorite WGNS shows, well, how do you do that? Well, you can go to On Demand or even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. I know this won't impress Dalton any, but Major League Baseball has come up with a realignment process. I kind of admit, I kind of like it.
Where are the Nashville Stars on that?
They're in the South, the National League South. And guess who's in that division?
The Braves.
Tampa Bay. Florida Marlins. And Nashville, according to that. Now, that depends on if Nashville gets a team or not. So, my question to you, Brian, who are you going to root for? Braves or the Stars? The Nashville Stars. And will WGNS cover the Nashville Stars? That's another question. That's another bill.
We've had the Braves for, 40-some-odd years?
I think there would be riots if we were no longer covering the Braves.
I'm a Braves fan. Now, I will support the Nashville Stars, but if they're playing the Braves, I will go probably Atlanta just because.
Now, how many
Until they get really, really good, then I'll dump Braves. And go.
Yeah, if they have a couple good seasons, it's over.
Would you ever – I mean, how many games would you go to?
Nashville.
In Nashville.
When the Braves play them.
At home.
You think that's it? You wouldn't go to see more just because there's a baseball team here?
It depends on if they throw out a good product. But as you mentioned earlier, like yesterday, the Nashville city has not produced very many winners in the last few years.
That is fair.
You know, I don't know what I'd have to withhold judgment on that, I think.
Now, would this be a...
See how he's turned it on me? I asked him the question, and he's turning them on me.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to get information. Would this be an expansion? Expansion team?
I think, yeah.
Because Tampa was one of those teams that they were talking about maybe moving here.
But. Right. I think. They're trying to cut down the travel. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but, you know, the Braves would never probably have to go to the West Coast to play anybody. So, I wouldn't think. So, if that's the plan, because if they're still doing that, what's the point doing it?
Within that plan, do you know how many teams they were planning to add?
Two.
So Nashville would get one. Charlotte was kind of on the list.
Charlotte, I think, is the other
one. Was it Charlotte? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, I think it's still a couple of years away from that. But
Charlotte could play the Nationals and maybe the Mets, kind of an East Coast type of thing.
Well, one division has the Yankees, the Mets, the Phillies, and somebody else. Now, you talk about a tough division.
Oh, wow. So they'd move the...
If you've got a national rivalry that's close to the Mets, two teams, like Chicago White Sox and the Cubs would be in the same division.
Okay. So they would... Somebody would go to a different league. You know,
there'd be
if
some.
If it was American
some
League.
Some of it. Yeah. Not all of it. Yeah. Some of them would, yeah.
What was the team...
Houston used to do that. Houston used to be in the National League. Now they're in the American League.
So. Okay. Yeah, there was another team, too. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Milwaukee.
Okay.
Milwaukee was in the American, and they went to the National. All right. Well, it's time to do some Today in History, brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1843, Charles Thurber patents the typewriter.
Click, 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 click.
They don't even make them anymore, do they?
No, they do. They've made a comeback.
Have they?
Yep.
Tom Hanks has a collection of them.
Yeah, they're actually pretty cool. So it's just a typewriter, but it'll sync with Microsoft Word. So you type on just a typewriter, and then it'll save to your computer.
Send it. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that sounds cool. In 1873, the first free kindergarten in the U.S. is started by Susan Blow. In 1907, Henry Houdini escapes from chains underwater at Aquatic Park in 57 seconds. 19. Who did that one? Who was that? Was that you?
Nope. Not
that
me.
Was me.
Weak effort.
Yeah, I can't do it. No, I don't have it.
I'm really surprised that you even tried it, really.
Yeah, well, I thought he was going to play it, and he didn't.
But it's better than that effort.
I was going to say.
Much better than that effort. In 1951, the film An American in Paris, with music by George Gershwin, directed by Vincent Minnelli, starring Gene Kelly and Leslie Caron, premieres in London.
Marvelous that she should care for me.
And it was the Academy Awards Best Picture of 1952. 1968, Hey Jude, released by the Beatles in the U.S.
Hey Jude. Take a sad song and make it better.
Make it better.
And in 1996, Seventh Heaven, starring Jessica Biel, debuts on the WB.
Seventh Heaven, when I see that.
Coming up now, we've got Rewind with Brandon Brooks. He's going to take you a little bit further than I did. And we'll be back with more at 6:33 on the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind.
August 26th, 1978. We got to be the title song from Grease hit number one on the singles chart. It's this date in 1983.
Something evil is brewing.
The release of the comedy Strange Brew.
An unsuspecting heiress has become the innocent pawn of a diabolical genius.
It's Macaulay Culkin's birthday.
Come and get me.
The Home Alone kid.
Even nothing but the cake come in.
Is 45 today. I'm Brendan Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Come back tomorrow night and try it again.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 53. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 81. And then Wednesday night, it becomes mostly cloudy and lows fall back to 55. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 58.
Morning, we got an accident in Antioch tying up traffic. It's I-24 westbound. It's going to be near OHB affecting that traffic flow that's coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Trying to get up through Antioch right now on 24 westbound at OHB on the scene of this crash. A lot of rubbernecking associated with this accident as it builds down through the Mount Juliet area on I-40 coming westbound into Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop at home. Let's patronize those local family businesses. And right now, through October the 15th, you can paint your bowl for the upcoming Cookin' to Build. Now that's Habitat for Humanity's big event on the Murfreesboro Square, Saturday, November 1st. but it's really a fun tradition to paint the bowls with your friends and family. And you have now until October the 15th to do that. Just drop in to Color Me Mine in the avenues of Murfreesboro. You've heard us talking about how great yoga is to limber you up, improve your balance, and just make you feel good. The Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department is offering yoga classes at SportsCom, the Patterson Community Center, and the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Check with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation about your yoga class. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We just got back from the Vegas show, and we have a lot of new beautiful pieces from Vahan, Jude Francis, and Simon G. My cousin Taylor and my aunt Lisa, they're one of the best at going to a jewelry show and picking out the best pieces of the best prices for our customers here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can find pieces from the show that no one's going to have around here. Come in quickly while the supplies last. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
It's 21 minutes before 7 o'clock, and the moment you've been waiting for all morning long as you're driving, trying to get to school or work. You know, people are going to wonder why they keep hearing water, underground music.
Well, I don't know that anybody knows what that means.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And it's on all the time now.
And
it's
a watermark. I don't know that anybody even knows that it means water.
No, nobody does.
It's a watermark.
It's an air tank, actually.
Yeah. But I don't know if anybody knows that.
I wish I'd never had it recorded. I wish it never
been. The one you just
recorded.
Did was actually really, really impressive.
Probably better than the one that was recorded.
Yeah, it was. He sounds like he's having a stroke when he does it.
I don't know what I'm really, and try doing football with him. Yeah, after that. Hi, I'm Brian Barrett. Okay, but anyway, ready?
Yeah, you know, my psychiatrist said I have an issue with revenge.
Really?
We'll see about that.
You know, I think I've heard that one before. Has he done that one before?
I don't. Not that I've heard, okay. But I didn't love it.
I didn't love it either.
I'm gonna have to go thumbs down, I think.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Feelings mutual.
First thumbs down in a long, long time. And here we thought he was doing better. 641.
CBS News Brief. Her lawyer says the next stop is court after President Trump dismissed Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. CBS's Elizabeth Cook.
Trump previously threatened to fire Cook if she didn't resign over the mortgage fraud allegations. And just last week, Cook, who was appointed by Biden, said she had no intention of stepping down.
A massive dust storm blew through Phoenix, stopped KPHO TV Stephanie Dupree and her cameraman in their tracks.
It seemed like nothing, and then boom,
all of a sudden you couldn't see anything. At one point we had to pull over, and at that point we turned the car off. So just being in it was pretty significant.
The dust forced a 1-hour ground stop at Sky Harbor Airport in Israel. A national day of protests shut down major highways and a call for a ceasefire that would free the hostages in Gaza. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Tennessee public school students will receive less state per pupil funding than private school voucher recipients this year, sparking criticism from the public education advocates. Under the 2025-2026 allocation, the state will spend $7,023 per public school student, while each participant in the new Education Freedom Scholarship Program receives $7,295. Critics say the imbalance reflects skewed priorities. Tanya Coates, president of the Tennessee Education Association, argues the voucher funding gap underscores a troubling direction in the state policy. Coates said that the disparity sends more money to private schools, while public institutions in communities like Murfreesboro and Smyrna continue to face overcrowded classrooms and staff shortages. The voucher program, limited to 20,000 students this year, is projected to expand annually and could cost nearly $900 million in its first 5 years. In tandem with concerns over education funding, Tennessee's cooperative tax cuts continue to shape the fiscal landscape. The state experienced a 15.8% drop in corporate tax revenue in 2024 and 2025, a $721.5 million loss. Meanwhile, sales tax revenue rose 4.2%, emphasizing Tennessee's heavy reliance on consumer spending to fund its $59.8 billion budget. With over 60% of tax revenue sourced from sales taxes, residents of Rutherford County and across the state face a regressive burden. Critics argue that the state's financial strategy favors corporations at the expense of working families and public services. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
WGNS!
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
You heard in the news about how many people with mental health issues have only law enforcement to help with their needs. Mental health is one of the major factors in crime and homelessness. Sergeant Jason Brown is coordinating a grant and research project to develop a virtual reality training program for the sheriff's office. It trains officers for crisis intervention. Again, thank you, Rutherford County Sheriff's Sergeant Jason Brown.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Play an old guitar, 9:30 past 1. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, We help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. An update to a story we brought to you yesterday. A Hancock County deputy has now been fired following an investigation by the Sheriff's Office and the TBI. Few details are known about the incident, but it stemmed from an assault, they say, over the weekend. Reports say the deputy was a witness to an assault while off duty, but not involved. The deputy has not been publicly named by officials, and no charges appear to have been filed. Authorities announced Monday afternoon the deputy is no longer employed by the Sheriff's Office. Students from all different organizations at the University of Memphis held a silent protest on the first day of classes following the forced closure of the Office of Multicultural Affairs. Students gathered around a fountain along with the school's president Monday. The closure was the result of the Dismantling DEI Departments Act that is now law in Tennessee. That office was closed as a result. The office has been on campus since 2003 and focused on professional development services and equipping minority males with the tools they need to succeed, they say, according to school leaders.
That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Lebanon-based Cracker Barrel continues to face public scrutiny about its latest branding change, but in a statement Monday, the company says the rebrand is here to stay. Cracker Barrel says the image of Uncle Herschel removed from the logo would still appear on the menu and elsewhere in the country store. Analysts believe the company lost nearly $100 million in stock value last week following the branding changes. Founded in 1969, Cracker Barrel operates nearly 660 locations across the U.S. today. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
Support First Shot at Autumn at the Alley. It will be held at Saddlewoods Farm on Franklin Road in Murfreesboro on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 until 9 p.m. It supports First Shot STEM Academy and Academic All-Stars initiatives. The night is a fantastic event with unique tastings from various spirit brands and great wines and food from the Alley on Main. Top the night off with a fabulous silent auction. Go to firstshottn.org for more information and see you at Autumn at the Alley September 25th.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
648, we're the Wake Up Crew.
Yes, we are.
Brought to you by America's Thrift Stores.
Really? Tell us about it.
I just did.
Oh, that's it?
Go to their website for information about opening, because apparently I'm not supposed to say it on the air.
Well, you can say it on the air.
The projected opening day is August the 2nd, but may open at a different time.
Think that's what they're shooting for. Got to get.
And where is it located?
Stuff.
It'll be the biggest biggest thrift store in. What? How big of a region is it? The biggest thrift store in? It's gonna be huge.
It's over where Roses used to be, Mercury.
It's gonna be in Roses.
I think it's taking that and Bargain Hunt in that area.
Wow, that is huge.
Big it's a pretty big store. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they need something over there.
Yeah.
I'm glad that...
That's what they need. They need another bargain thrift type store in that...
Well, I mean, upgraded.
Right.
You know, nice looking.
I mean,
it looks...
The pictures on their website, which I think that's the thing. I love a thrift store, but they all are kind of... You know, I mean, they're thrift stores. And this one looks pretty nice. Looks like it's clean and walls painted and...
Over by the university is a big Hot Topic location. Or buy a university for thrift stores.
To college kids go and buy stuff like that?
Yeah, or they need furniture and don't want to spend a ton of money, don't have a ton of money to spend on like a couch or something.
So I'm taking this furniture is not going to be bad looking. I mean, it's going to be fairly decent.
So I think the way that they do it is when a donation is made, it has to pass certain checks for them to actually sell it in the store. So not just throwing anything out there.
And another place that you can make donations.
Yes, you can donate stuff there.
We got a lot of good thrift stores around, though.
Yeah. We got Steered Straight, too, yeah. Furniture and Thrift.
Where's that at?
It's right across the street.
Yep.
It's where AG's used to be.
Has he got furniture?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know that. What other places do we have,
of
guys?
Of course, we've got the two Goodwills. We've got the one on Where's that one at? Memorial. And then the
Thompson
one on
Lane?
Church Street.
Or is that just
Thompson Lane's just
drop
a drop off?
Okay. Yeah.
And so Memorial, of course the Garden Patch Thrift Store, Garden Patch Thrift Shop is right across the street here.
Me and Megan before the baby was born, we did a trip. We went to we drove all the way to Franklin and went to the Goodwill in Franklin.
They got a nice Goodwill. Yeah.
And all those people give away some good stuff. And then on our way back, we stopped at like four different thrift stores on the way back to Murfreesboro. So we made a day of it just going to different.
Wow, that's neat.
It was fun.
What'd you call it? Thrift Day?
I don't know that we named it, but we bought like two lamps for our house that were really good. We bought a bunch of baby clothes because Megan was pregnant, and found in the Franklin store, we found some real nice baby toys and stuff.
Did you get to plug them in, the lamps, before
yes,
you took them?
Yes, they'll let you check them.
Yeah. I can't beat that. You need to check that out sometime, Brian.
I feel like you would like thrifting more than like shopping because you hate shopping.
Like get an old radio works.
Yeah.
Because you're a cheapskate.
Well, I don't like
Although Goodwill has raised their prices a little bit. Goodwill has raised their prices a little bit.
Yeah.
And I've got an interesting opinion on that, because I know you're selling all this stuff. You're not paying a dime for any of the stuff you're selling. So why are you raising your prices?
Well, rent goes up.
That's true.
Rent does go up.
Have to pay people.
Well, yeah. It's time for celebrity birthdays. Let's celebrate some today and some local birthdays, including the old pro.
Who's got a birthday today? Happy birthday to you!
Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I guess I need to look at it. Look at my list.
The old pro, read by the old captain.
Yes, the old captain. Here we go. Albert Sabin, a Polish-American physician who invented the oral polio vaccine. 1910 Mother Teresa, Albanian-born Indian nun and founder of Missionaries for Charity. She won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979. 1917, Jan Clayton. She was an actress. She played Ellen Miller in the first Lassie. There was another Lassie with June Lockhart, but this is the original.
Come here, boy. There have been, what, three Lassies?
Yeah, one. I think it was called Jeff's Collie, I think, the original. In 1970, Melissa McCarthy, comedian and actress, born in Plainfield, Illinois.
For the first time in my life, I see love, I see love.
Did you ever watch Mike and Melody?
You used to, I think. Mm-hmm. I was a kid.
In 1980, Macaulay Culkin, American actor. Home Alone, My Girl, Richie Rich. He's married a pretty
Brenda
popular
Song.
Actress. Yeah,
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, they got a baby together.
He's kind of calmed down a little bit.
Seems more
normal.
Well, apparently most of that stuff, he had a podcast for a couple years that was really good. Apparently most of that stuff was just like not true. Like
really?
Most of the stuff that the news outlets were saying.
And his brother's very popular now.
Yeah.
And finally, Chris Pine, American actor born in Los Angeles, California. Have they got a new Star Trek coming out too? I mean, with whole new actors?
Probably. They've been doing TV shows.
Yeah.
And some of them have been good and some of them have not, but.
Well, here's some local birthdays to talk about today. Larry Castelli has a birthday. Dick Palmer was mentioned. How many years has he been broadcasting?
901.
He started before the invention of the radio. I can't tell you that.
Seriously,
much.
Though, he's probably 60 years at least. 60.
Yeah, probably.
65 years. He started young, didn't he? 20?
Yeah, it could be even 65, 70 years. Wow. Probably 65.
Rich Cartwright has a birthday, and Dwayne Sanford.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, get them into us, 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. We're giving away some banana pudding from Slick Pig. You're not going to want to miss it, so get them in.
More to come on the Wake Up Crew, but first, we've got to check that weather for the... Well, we don't even need to check. Just go outside and look. It's going to be nice. 655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 53. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 81. And then Wednesday night, it becomes mostly cloudy and lows fall back to 55. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 58.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
Mid-morning, filling out paperwork on a crash on 24 westbound at OHB here up through Antioch. It's over to the side now, but it did slow down traffic enough here that's coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Again, still a little bit slow up through here, but moving better on 24 westbound at Old Hickory Boulevard. All that traffic building out of Murfreesboro headed towards Nashville as it starts to pick up on I-40 through the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County. This time of the morning gets a little bit heavy headed on into Hermitage. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out today when you order online. It's easy, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop. And say,
hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint, all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Got a case of Yellowstone withdrawal.
What do you got cooking in that big brain of yours?
I'm just thinking.
Well, don't worry. It looks like we're going back to the Dutton Ranch. In fact, that's the working title of the new Yellowstone spinoff that'll zero in on Rip and Beth.
Ask me for something else.
Cole Hauser and Kelly Riley will be back along with the legendary Annette Bening, who's making her first dive into series TV. Look for the Dutton Ranch sometime next year. Better make those New Year's Eve plans now, especially if it's in Vegas. That's where you're going to find Bruno Mars on the last night of 2025 at Dolby Live Park MGM. Presale for tickets starts Wednesday. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew. Haven't we had a good day this morning?
We've had a great couple days. Yesterday was good. Today was good. Dad joke of the day was not very good today, but it is what it is.
Neither is your breath.
Oh, wow.
Well, anyway, I'm sure going to have a great 7 o'clock hour.
Mm. Always do.
Yeah, well, do we?
No. Okay. Well, but it's Taco Tuesday. We always have a good Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, we do. Jennifer Tagg is today's good neighbor of the day for having such a sweet spirit about her that changes the mood in a room instantly. Jennifer's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And it's super easy to nominate someone as our good neighbor of the day. Just text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor to get those into us. Or birthdays, very similar process, 615-893-1450. We're giving away some banana pudding from Slick Pig, so get them in.
Well, the Wake Up Crew is proudly brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, and big savings are coming to Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Store is opening soon at 10:30. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, offering up to 70% off name brand items. It's like a new store every day. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
President follows through on threat to Fed governor.
I'll fire her if she doesn't resign.
Message from Illinois.
Mr. President, do not come to Chicago.
Campus hoaxes.
It's infuriating. It really is. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, for the first time, a president of the United States has moved to fire a Federal Reserve governor. Critics say President Trump's targeting of Lisa Cook, the only black woman to ever serve on the board, is an attack on the Fed's historic independence. Trump demanded her resignation, claiming she committed mortgage fraud. Cook says she can't be fired and won't step down. CBS News White House correspondent Natalie Brand.
This is likely to trigger an intense legal battle ahead, and critics say it risks undermining the independence of the U.S. Central Bank. In this termination letter posted on social media, the president cited these allegations that have been raised in recent days by the director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, accusing Cook of essentially mortgage fraud, claiming two primary residents in both Michigan and Atlanta as her primary residence in order to get better mortgage terms. The president in his letter says that under the Federal Reserve Act, a member of the board may be removed for cause, and he's determined that in this case there is sufficient cause. But there have been no legal proceedings to allow Cook to answer to the administration's allegations. Legal experts say, you know, there's been no formal charges yet here, no conviction, no due process. And Cook, for her part, in a statement to the New York Times, says she's not going to resign.
A new Trump executive order allows the administration to create National Guard units to respond to what the White House calls civil disturbances. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe reports Democrats in one state are pushing back against a possible Guard deployment.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker had a strong message for President Trump over warnings he may send National Guard troops to Chicago to fight crime.
It is illegal. It is unconstitutional. It is un-American.
But earlier in the Oval Office, Trump said it could still happen.
We may just go in and do it, which is probably what we should do.
On Monday, Trump signed an executive order establishing new units within the National Guard to respond to public order issues. And in Washington, most guardsmen are now armed as they help patrol the streets. The president had this response to those opposing his use of the military in American cities.
They say, we don't need him. Freedom, freedom. He's a dictator. He's a dictator. A lot of people are saying maybe we like a dictator. I don't like a dictator. I'm not a dictator.
In Chicago, police data shows murders have dropped 50% since 2021, but auto thefts have jumped up nearly 80%. The city's mayor, Brandon Johnson, said help is needed, just not in the form the president's offering.
Our communities need more federal resources for public safety. There's no question about that. But unsolicited, unwarranted military takeover is not needed.
Now to the west and wildfires in two states and a bad dust storm in a third. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
Scary images from Phoenix as a massive wall of dust seemingly brings life to a screeching halt. Time-lapse video shows an apocalyptic scene of dust storm clouds surrounding Arizona State's football stadium. The storm also forced an hour-long ground stop for all flights at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Earlier, the same weather system caused delays at LAX and other Southern California airports as thunderstorms threatened the region. This monsoonal moisture has brought summer rain and thunder and also dry lightning, which can spark wildfires. The brutal heat is also fueling the fires. In Central Oregon, aerial crews are making key drops to save neighborhoods while battling the flat fire. Although it's burned several homes, firefighters say they've saved hundreds more.
Australia's foreign minister is accusing Iran of directing at least two anti-Semitic attacks in the country and says diplomatic relations are being cut off in response.
We have made this decision because Iran's actions are completely unacceptable.
There's been a rise in anti-Semitic incidents in Australia since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia remains detained by immigration authorities in Baltimore, but a blanket court order automatically pauses any effort to deport him and other immigrants challenging their detention. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Essentially, Mr. Abrego Garcia is saying pause these deportation proceedings because what he's asking for is a full immigration court proceeding on the question of whether or not he can be deported to Uganda.
As college students head back to campus, some universities are dealing with a rash of hoaxes, as we hear from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
At the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville Monday, the police response was real. The evacuations were real, and for a time, so was the fear.
I got a notification from the university through Razz Alerts that said there was an active shooter.
But the report of a shooting was a hoax. Police said 308 landline phone calls and 38 911 calls were all fakes. It happened in Boulder, Colorado, Monday, too.
When I hear sirens, the first immediate thought between me and all my friends is, what if there's a shooter?
Students at the University of Colorado forced to evacuate in a three-hour ordeal that turned out to be a hoax.
A new study this morning looks at kids and gun injuries.
A multi-state study led by Northwestern Medicine finds that children who live in very low-opportunity neighborhoods are up to 20 times more likely to be shot than kids in high opportunity areas. But while high opportunity kids are far less likely to be shot, they're twice as likely to die when it happens, in part because of self-inflicted injuries that were more common in these areas. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
I got the horses in the back.
Lil Nas X has pleaded not guilty to four felony charges, including three counts of battery on a police officer. Authorities say he charged at officers who confronted him for walking naked down an L.A. street last week. A Tennessee man with the same name as New York Yankees legend Babe Ruth is accused of using the names of hundreds of dead or retired baseball players to make phony claims for payouts in class action settlements. 69-year-old George Herman Ruth is charged with 91 counts in the indictment. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Thanks so much, Steve Kathan. We've got more news straight ahead throughout the morning here at WGNS, including a check of traffic and weather together coming up for you now. And this update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots Good Food and Fun.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 53. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 81. And then Wednesday night, it becomes mostly cloudy and lows fall back to 55. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 58.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. Still moving right now, better than it was up through Antioch, where we had some wrecks earlier on. 24 around OHB. There's a lot of volume, however, coming in right now from Rutherford County into Davidson here on 24 up through Antioch. It's been slow out in Coffee County from an earlier wreck we had on 24 eastbound. The 97-mile marker that's out there in the Beech Grove community. It's gotten heavier down I-40 right now coming in from Wilson County. Stein Dental Care in Nashville offering a $50 new patient exam and consultation. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville today at area code 615-540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Radio. The Final Frontier. Join John, Brian, and Dalton on the Wake Up Crew. Their ongoing mission, to explore news, traffic, weather, and fun. To boldly go where no show has gone before.
And it is hour number two of the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores on this Tuesday morning, August the 26th. We welcome you in, and we also want to remind you about our friends at Syscorp Computer Services. Is outdated technology slowing down your business? Well, Syscorp Computer Services provides fast, reliable IT support to keep operations running smoothly so businesses can stay focused on what truly matters. Sys-corp.net. Sys-corp.net. Big week for sports here at the Big G. Blackman is hosting Cane Ridge on Thursday night. We'll have that game. Then we're going to Lebanon for the Siegel-Lebanon game on Friday. Then we'll have the coaches show Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon, Middle Tennessee hosting Austin Peay. The Govna's coming in. 4:30 airtime here on WGNS with the birthday boy, old pro, Dick Palmer, doing the pregame show. And
I wonder who Bobby is going to be rooting for in the Siegel-Lebanon game. That's her fiance's. He went to Lebanon High School.
No,
he
went to Wilson Central.
Oh, never mind.
No, they won't care then.
No, won't care.
Well, she'll be for Siegel.
Yeah, I guess
probably.
So.
Probably.
Yeah.
Did they do the fireworks for the high school? Don't they? Or is that Wilson Central they do the fireworks for?
I'm not 100% sure.
I know one of them has like they have shoot off fireworks when they get a touchdown.
And that's neat.
They provide the fireworks for them.
That's pretty neat.
Well, the new thing now at all these stadiums, and it's kind of cool. It's the LED lights, and they've got the different color lights, and they can sync them to music and stuff with their scoreboards. I mean, it's pretty big things.
And look at us. We got lamps with colored light bulbs in them here at the studio.
Well, you know, we're trying to stay up with the Joneses.
I really like this overhead light that Dalton assembled.
Isn't that a little better?
Yeah.
It's less in your face.
You see much better.
Nice.
Yeah.
Need to get another one, but if we get a tall pole.
A tall pole.
Yeah, pole like that. Put it here.
Taco Tuesday today, of course. So a lot coming up in that realm. Song of the day. This is what we're going to do now, right? Song of the day.
You can do whatever you want to. It's your hour.
It is.
So
we respect that.
These are comeback artists. Our comeback songs for artists.
Respect is a big word, John.
Meatloaf had a hit in 1978 called Two Out of Three Ain't Bad. But then in 1993, Dalton did the math, so it may be 15 years. It could be more.
I calculated it on a calculator.
Okay, so it may be accurate. Meatloaf's big hit.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No, I won't do that.
So there's the big hit from Meatloaf. We're going to talk about maybe a divisive bit of a divisive topic. Traffic.
On Taco Tuesday?
Is traffic really a divisive topic? Well, or does everyone just kind of hate traffic?
Well, I think some people think they're better drivers than they really are. Mm-hmm. Memphis has the worst drivers in the United States.
Hmm.
What you talking about?
Memphis.
I don't know that I've driven in Memphis.
I've not driven enough to know.
It wouldn't surprise me. I would argue Murfreesboro has the worst drivers in the United States. And they're listening to me right now, and you guys are all horrible drivers.
Well, there goes the ratings.
Well, that brings me to the list of the worst cities. Memphis is number one.
Mm.
Knoxville is number two.
Interesting.
In the country.
Knoxville's it's a weird town to drive in. I mean, it's not necessarily, it's different.
And I don't see Nashville in the top 10.
Mm.
Waterbury, Connecticut, Aurora, Colorado.
You can't get into Nashville. That's why it's not in there.
Did Atlanta make the list?
Not the top 10.
Wow. Because I hate driving in Atlanta. Yeah, now, it's less the drivers, I will say, and it's more just you're always getting on and off the interstate.
There's just so much of it. There's just so many and so many lanes. There's like 12 lanes.
Yeah, and it's exits, and you come to a stop, and you got homeless people coming up to your window knocking on it.
What were you telling me the other night? We were driving to Nashville, and you said, I can't believe a city this big has got like three lanes.
Three lanes on each side of the interstate going into Nashville on 24.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It should be. Some of them have six.
Yeah.
Six or seven lanes.
Well, I know going into Memphis it is.
Yeah.
In Atlanta is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a bottleneck. But then can you imagine them trying to triple or put three lanes on three additional lanes
the downside,
and all that?
Right? Because it's like we can complain about how many lanes, but we would also be complaining if there was that much road construction going into Nashville.
Did I read this right? That Medical Center Parkway is going to expand more lanes?
Yes.
Yes. They're going to do what they've done from Thompson out to the interstate in the section that's in front of the hospital all the way to Broad.
Oh.
So the section by the hospital to Broad, they're going to make it three lanes each side because the other side they just finished.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
The other wasn't terrible.
No.
When they were working on Medical Center before, they
it's
did a pretty good job.
It's not as bad as the Manchester Highway to Joby Jackson. That has been the worst road construction. And they're doing a good job getting people through, but it's just horrible.
The intersection of Kaysen Lane, where the 7-Eleven market is, and you look across and there's a Burger King.
Mm.
They've got steel barricades up, you know, because they're expanding that lane, going all the way out to at least past Walgreens. That thing's scary because you got to make a turn. If you stop there, that barricade sticks out, and you've got to make a turn to the right and kind of veer out that way to the left to get around it. It's not like it's smooth curved.
Yeah.
It's like straight rock. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Well, it's coming to the north side. Mayor McFarland said, if you thought New Salem Highway was stressful, just wait for Thompson Lane.
Well, I don't care about the north side.
No, but me either.
Will when you're going to Siegel and Oakland and all of that. But anyway, here's some sports news on the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Yankees won the Sunday night ball game against Boston 7-2. The Yanks had lost 8 straight to the rival Red Sox head-to-head. San Francisco got 2 runs in the top of the 9th and beat Milwaukee and closer Trevor McGill 4-3. The Cubs were 4-3 winners at the Angels. The Dodgers and Padres are back into a tie for first in the NL West after LA won 8-2 at San Diego, ending the Padres' 5-game winning streak. Seattle 11-4 over the A's. Cal Raleigh of the Mariners with 2 homers. He has 49, most ever for a catcher in one season. Tommy Fleetwood won the PGA's Tour Championship. He earns the first-place check of $10 million. The Minnesota Vikings signed veteran quarterback Carson Wentz. Minnesota traded quarterback Sam Howell to Philadelphia. The Browns released quarterback Tyler Huntley. In the WNBA, Minnesota won again, 97-84 over Indiana. Minnesota is 30-7.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make
make a real difference.
Dear John, I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond, and that's why I just think the world of you. Thank you, Robert K.
My pleasure, Robert. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Tyler Campbell here, owner of Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn. You can also come and see us at the storefront at 5525 Franklin Road. We have multiple flavors of gourmet popcorn. Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. Tyler Campbell here. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores here on a Tuesday morning, August the 26th. And it is time to do a little Taco Tuesday. I guess you could tie this into Taco Tuesday, but starting to see the grading work being finished over at the Buseys. Yeah. But I think you're going to start seeing things come out of the ground here very soon.
Probably so.
Still slated
like
for
vampires and
yeah,
zombies, skeletons.
Looking like I think sometime in the last quarter of next year.
Mm.
So around this time we'll be. Next year, we'll be really talking about it. So that one is coming.
And listeners, here's what we want you to do. If you're a fan of the Wake Up Crew, we want you to get you a WGNS sticker and go put it on every gas pump at Bucky's. Don't do that. That's vandalism.
So when is it opening?
About a year.
That's what they said.
Do you think we'll do like more normal things? Once it's in your town, you don't go there?
Yeah.
You don't go there?
Don't care.
That certainly happened with, like, Whataburger.
I mean, I still see a line at Whataburger.
Yeah.
I don't see one on Memorial location.
Oh, no. No, it's only that Old Fort location. That one's always got a line.
Well, that's close to the interstate, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The In-N-Out in Lebanon is very close to opening.
Mm.
They're going to open before we get one?
Yes. There's
ours is
further.
Under construction.
Yes,
they
but there's there's
you can't see anything going on in there either. Have you noticed that? Mm-hmm. They barricade that bad boy up or you can't see
which,
anything.
So
I mean, they're putting down sod at the one in Lebanon, so yeah. They're very close.
You can attest to this. Even when we would go to the beach and whatever, I was never a huge fan of Whataburger. You were.
I like their breakfast a lot.
Yeah,
I'm never not either.
Yeah.
Even now, In-N-Out, I will say, is a different story. I think In-N-Out has a very good hamburger and it's very cheap. Now, it's still fast food. It's not going to revolutionize whatever, but they have a very good, very cheap hamburger. And so I think it's worth it for that, you know?
I do like the Whataburger chicken sandwich because it's just kind of simple. Mm-hmm. You know, simple honey mustard chicken with on bread.
But is it as good as the McDonald's chicken biscuit that we now have for the Coach's Corner?
No, but you know what? I keep forgetting to bring honey.
Ah, man.
Got to get some honey. I may try to run by there today to do that today.
But yeah, if you look at what are In-N-Out Burger's prices, they're very cheap. I mean, it's kind of cookout type prices, and it's a good burger.
So, our location, I think, is I'm pretty sure it's on slate to open before the end of the year. But yeah, I think Lebanon's going to get it before. But the one at Lebanon is right off of I-40. We actually pass it going to Lebanon High School. That's when we first saw the sign. I don't think they'll be open for Friday, man. Though.
That's tough on you guys.
Their hamburger reminds me a lot of Steak and Shake. It tastes similar to a Steak and Shake burger, which I love Steak and Shake. That's probably as far as what we have currently, that's my favorite fast food burger.
They have, I keep hearing people talk about Animal Style.
Mm-hmm.
So
what?
The Animal Style, they have a quote secret menu at In-N-Out. It's not so secret. You can get your burger, you know, 3x3 or 4x4 or different things. And one of
number of patties.
One of theirs is Animal Style. Burger of your choice with hand-leafed lettuce, tomato, a mustard-cooked beef patty, add pickle, extra spread with grilled onions.
Mustard-cooked.
So they put the mustard on it while they're cooking the burger.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that is Animal Style. Protein Style, your favorite burger wrapped in hand-leafed lettuce inside a bun.
So that's no, yeah. That's no, like, so extra stuff. It's just the burger, bun, cheese, you know.
Okay.
Protein.
Yeah, the 4x4, or they call it the quad, four beef patties.
That's an insane amount of beef patties.
Mm-hmm. So the 3x3, or triple, you would. So you can get a double, triple, quadruple. So there you go.
Do they have their prices up
where you can? That's what I was looking at, and I couldn't find prices on anything.
I know their price. It was a big deal, and this is in California, right? So you take in, like, cost of living and whatever. It was a really big deal last year in California when their burger went up to, like, $4.75 for a meal. So that's California prices there where.
All right, this says a single double-double. $5.89. A cheeseburger is $4.19. A hamburger for $3.69.
So, I mean, a hamburger for $4, that's just about as good as you're going to get one. So,
do you get fries?
I mean, you can. I mean, I think that's just the cost of the burger. The fries would be whatever cost to that.
So, probably less than $10, or around there anyway.
Coffee's $1.35. Small sodas, $2. French fries are $2.30, according to whatever I'm looking
seven,
at here.
Yeah, about $10. Yeah. So that's pretty good.
All right, more Taco Tuesday straight ahead, including that snack food report.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Sometimes as we get older, we seem to disappear from society. If you want to live in an atmosphere where people care about you and they work to make sure that you are happy, when you walk into the Villages of Murfreesboro, you sense a happy place, I think.
This is Shanda McDaniel at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
Time for Brian to come into your homes.
Run!
Don't miss the Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton. Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights. Lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop?
Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores on WGNS, 7:30 this morning.
And the question is, will Dick Palmer win some banana pudding from Slick Pig? We'll see later on.
He may be disqualified.
He's one of the birthday list. Larry Castelli, Rich Cartwright, and Dwayne Samford.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, go ahead and get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And banana pudding, of course, is the prize from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Yes, indeed. Get those birthdays and anniversaries in here, kind of your deadline time to do that here this morning. And don't forget, big savings are coming to Murfreesboro with America's Thrift Stores opening soon at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, offering up to 70% off name brand items. It's like a new store every day. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 53. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 81. And then Wednesday night, it becomes mostly cloudy and lows fall back to 55. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 58.
Good morning. Starting to build with a little bit more volume coming down I-40 right now, leaving Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area, headed on through Hermitage as well. Loading up again with more volume on 24 westbound up through Antioch, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Busy out here in the school zones. Please watch for those kids. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, it doesn't matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out first at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A new national study reveals that while alcohol consumption is decreasing across the U.S., Tennessee is the only state where drinking is on the rise. According to Trace One's analyst of federal data, alcohol use among Tennessee adults rose from 41.6% in 2013 to 48.5% in 2023. Nationally, usage dropped to 52.3%, nearing a 90-year low. Health concerns and the growing popularity of alcohol alternatives, like non-alcoholic beer and mocktails, are reshaping habits in many states. However, Tennessee's blooming urban areas, shifting demographics, and slower adoption of zero-proof options may be contributing to increased alcohol consumption. Meanwhile, the Murfreesboro Police Department is investigating a hit-and-run that seriously injured a pedestrian outside of the Kroger on South Church Street. The incident occurred just before 6 p.m. on Sunday, August the 24th. Authorities say that the driver fled the scene, and a photo of a woman believed to be responsible has been released. Police are asking anyone with information to contact Detective Hall at 629-201-5611. As the investigation continues, no further details about the victim or circumstances have been made public. This case underscores ongoing concerns around pedestrian safety and accountability within the community. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick yet digestible format, but more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, as well as over on our website, WGNSradio.com. Whether you're walking the dog or drinking your first cup of coffee, the Rutherford Roundup will keep you informed. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Make a bold statement with custom banners and signs from Franklin's Printworks.
We've got a lot of capabilities as far as the material that you can use, either vinyl or paper or foam board or even aluminum or acrylic.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks says they can help design eye-catching, standout banners and signs.
We can walk you right through it and pull it all together for you. Our customers sometimes don't even know what they need to know. That's why it's helpful to sit down with a real person rather than depending on something on the internet.
Franklin's Printworks.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World.
We keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone affiliated retailer credit card.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, the gang's all here for the Wake Up Crew, powered by America's Thrift Stores. It is Tuesday, so you know what we like to do on Tuesdays, right? Right, huh? Do you?
It's Taco Tuesday.
More Taco Tuesday as we continue along here. We talked a lot about In-N-Out just a couple of minutes ago. Some others, Tzatziki's is opening up another location. So they've got the one on Medical Center, and I think this one's south of town, end of town.
Tzatziki's is good if you haven't been. It's not like the most authentic gyros and stuff you're going to get, but it's real good, real tasty.
Waldo's Chicken and Beer.
Oh.
Rotisserie chicken, variety of sides and sauces.
You checked out that ice cream place down there on your side of town by the college? What's the name of it? Stays open all night and up just about.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Cookies. I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, cookies
and ice
yes,
cream.
Yes, I have had insomnia cookies. Yeah. They're pretty good.
And there's a good gyro place over there by it,
mm-hmm.
too.
I haven't been there. Megan doesn't like gyros a ton. She likes tzatziki's. There's another real good gyro place a little further down on Rutherford by the bank and Cookout and that little shopping center area. It's real good.
The Jefferson's has opened on the square. So,
maybe the first place we go for our monthly.
I'm still thinking Jack Brown's.
Yeah.
Got to get you to
I've
Jack
Brown's.
I've
never been there.
Because I think you'll like it.
Be nice to have my buddy take me.
Be nice to get free lunch.
Yeah, with my friends.
Yeah.
Free lunch.
There's part of my negotiation for staying on
this
year.
It's in our contract.
Year. What is this? This is my...
Oh, now you're attaching yourself to it?
This is my eighth season of the Coach's Show, I think. It might even be
it's
ninth.
My 25th, and I haven't gotten a free meal yet.
Well, you didn't think to negotiate until this year.
Well, he's kind of piggybacking off of your negotiation,
well,
which puts yours in peril.
Why? I'm going whether he, I mean, if he goes, I'm going. We're a team.
We're a team. I'm trying to strengthen the bond between the Coach's Show team, but we're not bringing Danny. Danny's not going to lunch. He's not invited.
He doesn't have time. He leaves early.
Yeah, he leaves. He's got to go race horses or something.
You guys.
He's not even paying attention to what we're saying.
No, not at all. I'm looking at burger places.
He
have you ever
we
eaten
want
at
to
a
do
Shake
this
Shack?
For the love of the game. What now?
Shake Shack?
Yes, I've heard of it. I've never been. Apparently, it's good.
I've heard good things about Shake Shack.
Is that over there on the avenue?
I don't know that we have one yet. There's one at the Tanger Outlet
There's
in Nashville.
There's a Shake something in the avenue where the old ice cream place used to be, the old yogurt place used
so
to be.
So Shake Shack is a burger joint.
Yeah.
Which you would think it would be a milkshake joint because it's called Shake Shack, but it's their logo even is a hamburger.
Yeah.
So
go down there to Smyrna and get you a good old hamburger down there. You know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about Karen's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a good burger.
Yeah. Do you have the snack food report?
I do.
Because you were saying you were having internet issues, so.
Yeah, I got it pulled up.
Well, without further ado, then.
Now, it's the snack food report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
Nerds Gummy Clusters, very popular candy. They have a new cherry limeade blitz flavor of that. Hershey's Nuggets and a pumpkin spice flavor. Those are all located at Walmart. That's where those were found. Chips Ahoy, new Stranger Things Chips Ahoy. You can pick those up. Icebreakers has a new orange cream pop. I've got a little pop-up coming up here. Butterfinger has a new marshmallow white chocolate flavor. Crunch Bar has another new white chocolate flavor as well. Twix Snickerdoodles are on store shelves. You can pick those up. Lots of candy stuff.
Twix Twixel Doodles?
Snickerdoodle Twix.
Mm.
Wendy's has two new energy drinks you can pick up, pineapple citrus and cherry limeade. Lance limited edition Nashville hot cheddar cheese crackers. You can get those.
Chick-fil-A has announced their iced pumpkin spice latte you can get. The Cinnamon Minis from Burger King are back. You can get those again, the little mini cinnamon rolls. Those are back. You can pick those up. Let's see what else we got here. You can get a variety of White Castle sliders now. And Reese's, this is a big one. Reese's has new chocolate bread. So it's bread with a chocolate flavor to make your peanut butter and jelly on so that it tastes like a Reese's. You can pick that up soon.
All right. It's 7:40 on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew, different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores on a Tuesday morning, the 26th day of August. And saying good morning to Jennifer Tagg. Jennifer is the good neighbor of the day today for having such a sweet spirit about her that changes the mood in the room instantly. Jennifer Tagg receives flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio, WGNS, as the good neighbor of the day for this Tuesday. Want to say good morning to our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric as well. There you have a program EV Ready and offers a $50 bill credit for home EV charging setups. Yeah, you can find out more about that at driveev.com. Well, here on the Wake Up Crew, how about...
Time for the dad joke of the day!
Replay.
You know, my psychiatrist says I have issues with revenge.
Really?
Oh, is that today or is that...
That was today.
That was today?
Yes.
We'll see about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a thumbs down?
Replay.
It was really a good joke, but they're just jerks.
Wow.
Yeah, enough of that. This is not AMSR, ASMR.
When they get a thumbs down, you're not even going to read them? You're just going to half-heartedly read them?
I couldn't remember. I didn't mark it on my sheet.
That was today, yes.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to get that out of his memory.
Mm-hmm. No, it was just your negativity.
Well, we rate the joke. That's what we do.
Negativity.
We've done that since the beginning. There's been no dad joke of the day without the dad joke of the day also have been rated.
I think the thing about the thumbs up is so negative. You know, it's like thumbs down. There's no come back to it.
No,
but I'm not changing the concept, though.
No, because he'll get upset about that.
Yeah.
No, it's all the other stuff. That was the worst joke I've ever heard in my life.
I don't think we said that.
Well, that's what I've learned today.
We said it was the worst one in a while.
Thanks for clarifying.
We talked about Major League Baseball realignment. We talked about the traffic in some of the cities.
Yeah. And we talked about some traffic around here, too. new road construction and all kinds of
sure
things
did.
Going on.
Got into it pretty deeply. In-N-Out Burger, almost ready in Lebanon and coming to Murfreesboro soon.
Animal style.
I'm
Get
not
your burger cooked in
that,
mustard.
That sounds nasty to me.
Really?
Yeah, I just animal style. That's what
we're gonna throw it in a bowl and make you eat it off the floor.
I don't.
But In-N-Out.
I think that's what loaded. It's got everything.
Yeah,
lettuce, tomato, grilled onions.
It's not as famously as like a Chick-fil-A, but they're a Christian organization. I think they're even closed on Sundays as well. So,
are they the ones that put verses on their cups?
Yeah, they put them on. The Cookout does that too, but.
I did not know that about Cookout.
Bible verses on their cups and stuff. So
I don't get to the north side of town, so I don't get to go to a Cookout, and I don't go to your side of town much either anymore.
Cookout's convenient. It's cheap. It takes a while, but it's very. I mean, you can get a tray with two. I can get two quesadillas and a cheeseburger for like $9. So.
Well, so what do you mean it takes a while? What does that mean?
The line is usually pretty long, and it's not as quick as like a Chick-fil-A or whatever to get you through.
They cook it like there while you're waiting. Okay.
You always get it and it's hot. I mean, it's those and their quesadillas are really good.
Well, I'd like to say one thing. I hope tomorrow you're in a little bit better mood than you were today.
Yeah.
Well, you're one to talk.
What?
Did you guys know that I'm not wearing a belt today? My pants are being held up with a shoelace that I tied around my waist.
Whatever works.
It's your show. Get us out of here.
Well, it's not time yet.
What do you mean it's not time yet?
The timer's gone red.
I'm just waiting.
Waiting on what?
I can't work under these conditions like this anymore. What's that you're eating?
These are his party-sized, ridged, honey barbecue-flavored potato chips from Aldi, and it is the biggest bag of chips I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh. And it was like $2. What a great deal.
Oh, wow.
And they're good chips.
They are pretty good.
This is Meatloaf, comeback artist. Yeah, he had a hit in 1978 and then this one in 1993. That is it for the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Store. See you in the morning.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 53. Wednesday, lots more sunshine, highs approach 81. And then Wednesday night, it becomes mostly cloudy and lows fall back to 55. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 58.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an option, you'll receive a contract.